Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I want to talk to you about safety. I want to know if you're protecting yourself. And, you know, I believe that there is protection under God. And I believe that there is protection through wisdom, learning, and education. And I believe that we are protected by the ones we love. However, sometimes we are not fully aware of what's going on around us. We may think someone has our best interest in mind, and they do not. Often, people feel that they can trust people because they haven't proven that they're not trustworthy. But sometimes people are doing things and you just don't see them. And I'm not asking you to be scared. I'm saying be vigilant. Be aware. Protect yourself. There is so much going on that we don't see. And God sees everything. And so His Word tells us to be aware. And we need to do that. We need to make sure we are taking care of ourselves, staying alert, and looking out for our mental health, our physical health, our spiritual health, our family, our friends, and preparing for what we need. You know, part of being prepared is having a budget, an emergency budget. And, you know, I always try to, when I was driving a lot, I would have, you know, at least a half a tank of gas in my car. I kept small bills so that I could make change if I needed to purchase things at the store. And I was aware of people who were watching me if I went somewhere and I was alone. And you know, so many things are going on right now that are catching good people up. And we're being caught up because we're trusting people that we think we can trust. Not everybody has the kind of heart you have. Not everybody serves the God you serve. And not everybody wants to see you do well. And as sad as that might be, that is the truth. And I believe that when we have the truth, we have a better position than when we have a falsehood or a fallacy. And I spent this week feeding into my spirit, taking some relaxing time for me, writing affirmations, and just fortifying myself with God's Word. And I've been sharing some of those affirmations, and I think that that's important. I know that it's important. I know that I feel more empowered when I am alert and I am feeding into my spirit and I am listening to God's Word and I am helping others do the same thing. And there have been some things that have caused me to pause lately. And I just want to make sure that you are being aware. Many years ago, probably like maybe 40 years ago or more, my father was always concerned because I was very thin. And I remember he said to me, God gives you a brain too. And that brain should tell you to eat. And although at that time, I did not see that I was underweight, but it's stuck with me because what he was saying was, You serve God, and that's good, my dear. And use your brain while you're serving God. And so, thankfully, that's one of those father wisdoms that has stayed with me for life. And I try to, you know, instill that in my children and in anyone that I get the chance to meet and speak with. Because that fact goes through everything. We cannot afford to keep our eyes closed and pretend that we don't see what's going on. You don't want to step into something because you were thinking that you could trust the person you're with. Because when it comes down to it, who we trust is God. And, you know, some people are under the influence of things that they cannot control, although they think they can control it. And that brings a whole nother issue into the field that we walk through each day. And, you know, while we are being joyful and we are praising God, we can also be smart and aware. Because God's people are smart people. You know, He gives us a brain, as my father said, for a purpose. So keep your eyes open. Feed into your spirit. If something doesn't feel right and it makes you uncomfortable, listen to your intuition and trust that. Not every skin teeth is a grin. My Jamaican friend shared that with me one time, and I have never forgot that. Protect yourself. Be good to yourself. Feed your spirit each day. Walk in love and awareness. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Be well. Goodbye.